The amount of standing water and floods on our roads, it's a real hazard for all road users, and it's very dangerous even for the public. I just asked the council to address the problem as best as possible to make sure there's a sufficient drainage system in place before any repairs are carried out on roads, because there's really no point spending thousands in repairing roads and no sufficient drainage system around it. You could be effectively wasting money if you spend thousands on a road and maybe the next day come a flash flood like we've seen there in August come and tear up the road and cost thousands, you know.
Now, there is a budget allocated next year for drainage works and so on, but you don't believe that's enough, around about £3.5 million?
About £3.5 million, yeah. Effectively, I think with Donegal, there's 6,000 kilometres of road network in Donegal, and I think effectively that figure need to be doubled to address the problem properly.
Now, the executive says they will write to central government seeking extra funding. Would you be optimistic?
I'll be optimistic because we know now climate change is here and the winters are getting wetter and there's severe, you know, downfalls of rain which leaves our roads in a very serious condition for road users, and I just hope that they take that in consideration, especially us up here in Donegal where we rely heavily on road network as there's no rail.
And finally, landowners have a responsibility too, don't they? Because, you know, a lot of this water running onto the roads and underneath them, which is more of a concern in some cases, is coming off people's land.
Yeah, I'd appeal to all landowners, I suppose, to keep their drainage clean along the roads, you know, to keep it safe for road users, because safety of the people using the motorists using the roads, number one. And I'd just appeal to them to keep things right.